Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com. And this is becoming a weekly thing with us, Ray, as the world of student loan forgiveness changes. And not entirely unexpected news today, but this is going to have an impact on people and add to the confusion, isn't it, Ray?
Yes, it certainly is. And I know you and I were talking about this before, and we kind of had an inkling that this might happen, especially when all the lawsuits started happening to challenge Biden's loan forgiveness. But the good news is that for people with direct federal student loans, the payment pause was extended to June. So that gives us some more time. And there are great things actually happening and being rolled out from the Secretary of Education that are really life-changing. A fellow student loan attorney that I know actually had his payment plan cut from 11 more years. He owes about $300,000, and he would not mind me talking about this on the air. But he owes about $300,000, and he was going to have to pay for 11 years, and that's been cut down to 3 more years. So there are affirmative steps that we can take that even if the loan forgiveness doesn't survive, we can do things to shorten your time that you have to make payments and get you a whole bunch of forgiveness. So the $10,000 or $20,000, even if it doesn't survive, and I hope it does, but even if it doesn't survive, I think that we can get you, most people, even more forgiveness than that.
All right, 312-294-8989, the Chicago zip code, the Tri-State Tollway, Dicka Dicka, financialrelief.com. So here's it. So like Iridian, our wonderful producer who you talked to, she was okay with me sharing that she got an email from the United States Secretary of Education saying that you are qualified. And she was on a Pell Grant too. So $20,000, like two-thirds of her student loans were going to be forgiven. But then it says, unfortunately, because of these lawsuits, you know, we blocked our ability to discharge your debt at present. Should someone like Iridian just not pay during the forbearance, because why pay and then have to retroactively get some of that money back? Should people just wait on hold, or should they maybe take the time to pay off some of the principal just in case it never doesn't get forgiven?
I know that's a really good question. And I would say most of the time, the answer is in terms of your federal student loans, I would not make any payments right now, because during the payment pause, no interest is going to be accruing. So if you think that you're not going to get the loan forgiveness because you don't meet the income requirements, then it is a good time to make the payments. Although, please give us a call so we can analyze whether or not we can get the loans forgiven through a different path. But if we advise that, you know, there really is no other way to get these loans forgiven, it might be a good time to make the payments, because the money, most of the payments that you're going to be making, first, they go to accrued interest, but remember, interest has been frozen for over 2.5 years. So that means that we can direct a lot of the payment to go towards chopping down that principal. So I guess the answer is it depends on the situation.
Right.
But, you know, by and large, I would say for now, just hold on till we see what else happens.
Do we have any idea when we're going to find out what happens? The Amy Coney Barrett rejected 2 attempts to stop this from happening. And by stop this, I mean the implementation of the plan. But this one's coming at the court differently, because the Federal Appeals Court has approved stopping it. So now it kind of is on the court to reinstate it, right? Do I have a read of that correct?
Right. So Amy Coney Barrett rejected the 2 prior lawsuits on the basis that the plaintiffs bringing the case did not have legal standing, which I completely agree with. And this federal court, though, in Texas, kind of bypassed the standing issue and did overturn the executive order. So the administration appealed directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so they are going to have to decide that case on the merits, I believe. So
yeah.
I think that what they mentioned was that it should be decided before June.
Okay.
Well, I think October.
Well, right. Well, that's why I think that they left it to June, because the normal court proceedings happen in October, November, December. Then they go back and they write all these opinions. They get released in June. We remember the busy Supreme Court schedule this past summer, and I think that's why the forbearance was left until June. But it could be even later than that. I imagine with this being such a current issue, the court could take it up sooner, but then it becomes an issue. Is it a shadow docket case? And that's, Ray, that's for Saturday's Let's Get Legal show. That is not for today.
Yes.
Today's just about your money. So if you are on federal loans, you can continue. There's no raising interest. You can keep on not paying and wait to see how it sorts out. But in the meantime, call Ray Kaplan, 312-294-8989, just to take a look at maybe what you were able to do for them, Ray, right? And you're able to talk with them. There's not a consultation fee or something, right?
Well, I usually do talk to people before they schedule a consultation. If we determine that it makes sense to file a consultation, there is a $200 consultation fee. So, you know, but oftentimes it's a $200 consultation fee and we wind up getting you $200,000 in loan forgiveness.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Just there can be like an introductory, like, okay, let's maybe make it to the next step. Call first and you never know what's going to happen. 312-294-8989, financialrelief.com. Ray, as always, thanks for joining us. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks so much, Don. You too.
Ray Kaplan, financialrelief.com, and this is becoming a weekly thing with us, Ray, as the world of student loan forgiveness changes, and not entirely unexpected news today, but this is going to have an impact on people and add to the confusion, isn't it, Ray?
Yes, it certainly is, and I know you and I were talking about this before, and we kind of had an inkling that this might happen, especially when all the lawsuits started happening to challenge Biden's loan forgiveness, but the good news is that for people with direct federal student loans, the payment pause was extended to June. So that gives us some more time. And there are great things actually happening and being rolled out from the Secretary of Education that are really life-changing. A fellow student loan attorney that I know actually had his payment plan cut from 11 more years. He owes about $300,000, and he would not mind me talking about this on the air.
Okay.
But he owes about $300,000, and he was going to have to pay for 11 years, and that's been cut down to 3 more years. So there are affirmative steps that we can take that even if the loan forgiveness doesn't survive, we can do things to shorten your time that you have to make payments and get you a whole bunch of forgiveness. So the $10,000 or $20,000, even if it doesn't survive, and I hope it does, but even if it doesn't survive, I think that we can get you, most people, even more forgiveness than that.
All right, 312-294-8989, the Chicago zip code, the Tri-State Tollway, Dicka Dicka, financialrelief.com. So here's it. So, like Iridian, our wonderful producer who you talked to, she was okay with me sharing that she got an email from the United States Secretary of Education saying that you are qualified. And she was on a Pell Grant, too. So $20,000, like two-thirds of her student loans were going to be forgiven. But then it says, unfortunately, because of these lawsuits, you know, we blocked our ability to discharge your debt at present. Should someone like Iridian just not pay during the forbearance, because why pay and then have to retroactively get some of that money back? Should people just wait on hold, or should they maybe take the time to pay off some of the principal just in case it ever doesn't get forgiven?
I know that's a really good question. And I would say most of the time, the answer is in terms of your federal student loans, I would not make any payments right now, because during the payment pause, no interest is going to be accruing. So if you think that you're not going to get the loan forgiveness because you don't meet the income requirements, then it is a good time to make the payments. Although, please give us a call so we can analyze whether or not we can get the loans forgiven through a different path. But if we advise that, you know, there really is no other way to get these loans forgiven, it might be a good time to make the payments, because the money, most of the payments that you're going to be making, first, they go to accrued interest, but remember, interest has been frozen for over 2.5 years. So that means that we can direct a lot of the payment to go towards chopping down that principal. So I guess the answer is it depends on the situation.
Right.
But, you know, by and large, I would say for now, just hold on till we see what else happens.
Do we have any idea when we're going to find out what happens? The Amy Coney Barrett rejected 2 attempts to stop this from happening. And by stop this, I mean the implementation of the plan. But this one's coming at the court differently, because the Federal Appeals Court has approved stopping it. So now it kind of is on the court to reinstate it, right? Do I have a read of that correct?
Right. So Amy Coney Barrett rejected the 2 prior lawsuits on the basis that the plaintiffs bringing the case did not have legal standing, which I completely agree with. And this federal court, though, in Texas, kind of bypassed the standing issue and and did overturn the executive order. So the administration appealed directly to the U.S. Supreme Court, and so they are going to have to decide that case on the merits, I believe. So yeah. I think that what they mentioned was that it should be decided before June.
Okay.
Well, I think October.
Well, right. Well, that's why I think that they left it to June, because the normal court proceedings happen in October, November, December. Then they go back and they write all these opinions. They get released in June. We remember the busy Supreme Court schedule this past summer, and I think that's why the forbearance was left until June. But it could be even later than that. I imagine with this being such a current issue, the court could take it up sooner, but then it becomes an issue. Is it a shadow docket case? And that's, Ray, that's for Saturday's Let's Get Legal show. That is not for today.
Yes.
Today's just about your money. So if you are on federal loans, you can continue. There's no raising interest. You can keep on not paying and wait to see how it sorts out. But in the meantime, call Ray Kaplan, 312-294-8989, just to take a look at maybe what you were able to do for them, Ray, right? And you're able to talk with them. There's not a consultation fee or something, right?
Well, I usually do talk to people before they schedule a consultation. If we determine that it makes sense to file a consultation, there is a $200 consultation fee. So, you know, but oftentimes it's a $200 consultation fee and we wind up getting you $200,000 in loan forgiveness.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Just there can be like an introductory, like, okay, let's maybe make it to the next step. Call first and you never know what's going to happen. 312-294-8989, financialrelief.com. Ray, as always, thanks for joining us. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks so much, Don. You too.